I'm going to read a couple historical poems. I worked on a series of poems about World War I recently. It began as a letter from an old professor of mine in response to, I suppose, the kind of poems I've been reading, where he said, "Why don't you write a poem about the Brest-Litovsk Treaty?" And I didn't even know what the hell that was, so I figured that was a good place to start. Probably everybody here knows. it was a treaty signed between the Russians and the Germans, or at least between the Bolsheviks and the Germans. The Bolsheviks signing this sort of devil's bargain to get out of World War I in order to assert themselves, that they wouldn't be attacked by the Germans, and in exchange they would not enter into the conflict. So I'm going to just read a couple of these poems that were inspired by pictures from World War I. The Brest-Litovsk Treaty. Trotsky and Joff, ever intellectual in those little round glasses that have lately come back into rage, rolling to the treaty table in the back of a great open car on a brisk Brest-Litovsk morning. Joff with one arm propped on the side, as people do now in Boston and Prague, studying the camera's lens that has lately become this writer. Trotsky slunk in an upturned collar, a man amused by deconstructionism in an L.A. bar, his Charlie Chaplin bowler the only reason to suspect these are otherworldly men sent forth from a pitchforked empire, and now he can begin to guess at what they might be willing to sign.